So let's get into our meditation practice today. Close your eyes. As you close your eyes, feel your eyeballs. The eyelids are resting over the eyeballs. If they're not, and if they're flitting or flickering or moving, fluttering, just take some breaths. Breathe in and breathe out a little deeper and slower, as you wish. And then allow the eyeballs to just be looking straight ahead as if you would be with your eyes open. That will do something to the thoughts. They'll slow down. So bringing now your attention downwards, your awareness is floating down into the base of the spine, the tailbone area. Feel the tailbone area, feel the pelvis. Don't try too hard. Just allow something to be revealed to you in the tailbone, in the pelvis area. You might see some reddish-orangish light, or you can just imagine it being there. You might feel heat. Or some buzzing energy, some expansion. Allow yourself to go to that place where you're opening up a new door for the Kundalini energy to move. And through the grace and blessings of this archetype Ganesha that resides within you, this energy resides within you, you might feel a flooding of energy in the pelvis and then moving down the legs. Might be tingling, might be buzzing, might feel heavy or light. And even if you don't see reddish-orangish color, you know what reddish-orangish looks like. So just imagine that energy or that color pushing down the legs and into the feet and toes. So the whole legs, the lower body, are filled with this reddish-orangish light, this movement of energy. You can imagine millions of little Ganeshas, if you know what he looks like. He's an elephant-headed being with a pot belly that he rides a mouse. It might be millions of them, billions of them, moving through every cell of the lower limbs, the lower chakra. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now imagine this Ganesha as a warrior. He has an axe. And he, just with the presence of this axe, it will destroy negative forces that keep us lethargic or unsuccessful, self-sabotaging, stuck. Ganesha carries this axe as a spiritual tool or weapon that's driven by the mantra, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now the energy starts to push up the spine, the spinal column. You can imagine it like a thin tube of light or a ray of light that pierces all the chakras on the way up. And it goes through the navel, the heart center, the throat chakra, and the midbrain complex, which you might feel the pituitary, the spot between your two eyebrows, vibrating or pressure, something there. And then the pineal is in the midbrain area. That starts to come alive. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. The whole body from head to toe is enlivening with millions of little Ganeshas, or billions of little tiny Ganeshas, or just the presence of the energy that's associated with the sounds. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Your physical body is coming alive. Your astral body or subtle body or energy body is coming alive as well. Focus your attention on the spot between your two eyebrows, on your forehead, just at the bridge of the nose where the two eyebrows meet and the two nostrils meet. Allow your third eye to start to come alive. Feel it tingling. Feel some pulse, some pressure in the spot between your two eyebrows, on your forehead, just above the bridge of your nose. Now imagine a beam of light penetrating that spot. It's coming from outside of you, in front of you. And follow that beam of light outwards, and you will imagine Dr. Ply standing there, beaming from his third eye into your third eye, the intelligence to remove all obstacles, to give you intelligence to experience success in whatever area you feel you need at this moment in time. You need a breakthrough with this intelligence. It's a golden light piercing the spot between your two eyebrows. Receive it. Om Aim Harim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Feel it. Relax your face, relax your mouth, your jaw. Just receive the empowerment in the spot between your two eyebrows. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Sadguru Bhavaya Swaha. This beam of light is penetrating a little bit deeper, going into the middle of your brain, activating the pineal gland as well. The doorway to the third eye. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Receive the empowerment. Now imagine a ray of light arising from the heart center, piercing through the throat and through the middle of your brain, dissecting that beam of light coming from Dr. Ply's third eye into your third eye. It pierces the top of the skull and goes into the space. So it's like a cross. The beam of light from the heart center rising up, piercing the throat chakra, the brain, the midbrain, then the top of the brain, and then into the space about 12 inches above the top of your skull. Imagine a red being or some presence about 12 inches above your skull. This energy is relating to the archetype Kalabhairava, the god of time, to take you into a state of timelessness where things can manifest instantaneously. You might have a flash of an idea, or a thought comes to you, a way to resolve your situation that's causing you problems. Or you're just at peace, and peace has a potency that can make you to rise above all your challenges, so you can move through them with more grace and ease. So experience this reddish light 12 inches above your skull. Allow yourself to feel it. You can put your hand there. Imagine about 12 inches above your skull. And then this shooting light is hitting your hand. You can leave it there or take it away and just feel the presence. Udi mo bhairava. Udi mo bhairava. Udi mo bhairava. Udi mo bhairava. Udimo Bhairava. ओरिमो भैरवा ओरिमो भैरवा ओरिमो भैरवा ओरिमो भैरवा ओरिमो भैरवा Feel this energy rod or beam of light come alive from your heart center, piercing your brain and resting 12 inches above your skull. Urimo Bhairava. 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 Now imagine this beam of light starting to spin. And it disperses light throughout your brain. Sparks of light are coming from this spinning ray or beam of light. And the sounds of Kalabhairava are spinning in your brain. Urimo Bhairava. 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 The whole brain is spinning with these sounds. The energy of the sounds. Keep receiving the beam of light coming from outside in front of you, piercing your third eye, going into the middle of your brain, dissecting the ray of light coming from the heart center up through the skull and resting 12 inches above the top of the skull. This whole process is getting activated by Dr. Pillai. Imparting Ganesha's energy to remove or pave the way to an obstacle-free life internally. Experience that. Urimo Bhairava. Urimo Bhairava. Urimo Bhairava. Now, even though this process is going on, pinpoint your focus to the middle of your brain. You might feel the brow chakra, the spot between your two eyebrows, getting some energy coming in, some tingling or pressure. Om Gang. Om Gang. Om Gang. allow this energy to move into the middle of your brain. Om Gam. Om Gam. Om Gam. Om Gang, Om Gang, Om Gang, Om Gang, Om Gang, Om Gang, Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gang Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gang Ganapataye Namaha. See the elephant-headed being. See the axe. Feel the presence in your third eye. Merge with the energy of Lord Ganesha, the divine being with great intelligence and power. Feel it in your third eye. Om Gang Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gang Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gang Ganapataye Namaha. Make a prayer request to Lord Ganesha to reveal with his axe what needs to be destroyed. And then allow it to disappear with that image of the axe. Om Gang Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gang Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gang Ganapataye Namaha. The entire brain is exploding with energy. Dispersing darkness, ignorance, negative forces. Lighting up the neurons, the synaptic gaps, the spaces in between those neurons where the divine can come, beings can come in and energize your thoughts. So you have a divine mind. Om Gang Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gang Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gang Ganapataye Namaha. See the cross within you, the beam of light penetrating your third eye, coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye out in front of you, dissecting the beam of light that rises from your spine and goes into the space. Merge with that symbol. Om Gang Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gang Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gang Ganapataye Namaha. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. End the meditation. Just let go. Take your time. Can keep your eyes closed as long as you'd like. Slowly, slowly come back to yourselves.